Religious freedom. One of the myths in America is that from the beginning, religious freedom was sought after and practiced here. But a study of history shows that this was not so. For most of the years between the settlement of Jamestown and the American Revolution, Virginia's government and the Church of England were locked hand in hand. The government built the Anglican churches and provided clergy salaries, homes, and 200 acres of land. The government decided who could preach and who couldn't, and who should worship and where. Ultimately, religious freedom became one of the most prized liberties of the American people, but the path toward this ideal has not always been easy or free of conflict. Democracy is a process, and liberty, in all its forms, is never a finished product. The founding generation transformed a temporary privilege into a protected right, one in which Virginia, Samuel Davies, and the Hanover dissenters played a significant part. Three documents would help pave the way for our religious freedom. The Act of Toleration, adopted in 1689 by the British Parliament. It accommodated those Protestants who did not wish to worship in the Anglican Church. However, the dissenter had to be registered as such with the governmental authorities. He must swear not to take up arms against the king or disturb the worship of the Anglicans. He must also promise to be a loyal citizen and continue to support the established church with his tithes. 10 years later, the Virginia House of Burgesses adopted the same law, but for decades did not put it into effect. By 1747, when Samuel Davies petitioned Governor Gooch in Williamsburg for a license to preach in Hanover County, there were many Protestants and disaffected Anglicans who were eager to look outside the state church with its spiritual emptiness and priests' unseemly conduct. Davies' petition was granted, the first such permission given in Virginia. Eventually, the Act of Toleration was upheld here in the colonies, despite opposition from the Anglican Church. This concession to the dissenters would be followed by another important document, the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. This statute was written in 1779 by Thomas Jefferson, who considered it his life's most important achievement. The Virginia General Assembly adopted it on January the 16th, 1786. The Virginia Statute is a statement of Jefferson's philosophy that God created the world and of man's capacity to rule himself. The second paragraph declares that no man shall be compelled to frequent or support any religious worship, place, or ministry, or suffer on account of his religious opinions or belief. With Jefferson in France serving as ambassador, James Madison took up the case for religious freedom in Virginia and saw the statute adopted into law. Madison would go on to write the Bill of Rights for the U.S. Constitution. Quoting in part, the First Amendment reads, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The central government made it clear that it would not be involved in telling citizens how to worship. The individual states would, in some cases, take longer to adopt this policy. But in 1877, all states granted religious freedom to all of their citizens."